Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool annoyingly tonking Leeds United 3-0 at Elland Road. Mohamed Salah scored his 100th Premier League goal. He's a great player, Goldstein, isn't he?
Yeah.
Listen, I've always said he was... No, you didn't. You said he makes a goal, didn't it? No, I said it doesn't matter. This was the reaction on TalkSport.
It ends here. Leeds United 0, Liverpool 3. Liverpool really in control from start to finish.
Played a really good game here, I think. As good as you can play against Leeds, because you have to be ready for brutal intensity, because it's like go... I think after 2 minutes or situation... Counter-attack, got the ball, the crowd was there. So it was a very exciting football game with us as the deserved winner.
Now, the match was overshadowed by a nasty injury to Liverpool's Harvey Elliott. This was Jurgen Klopp's take on the injury.
He's in hospital. Well, it's not good, obviously. Bad ankle injury for sure. Looked like the ankle was dislocated. And the doc could put it back, or the medical department could put it back. So massive pain. Shock for him, for us, and we don't know more. We have to wait. I don't want other players to get a red card. It's not my business. It's a serious injury, definitely. For an 18-year-old boy, I don't know why we discuss a red card. It's not important. He will be back in 2 or 3 weeks and can play on. Harvey will not play. That's the situation. So it's not about a red card.
Yeah, Pascal Strike, and in fairness to him, he looks absolutely distraught as well. You'll know what it's like. Clearly, it wasn't a malicious tackle.
It's awful if it's as bad as we
think
tell,
it is. You can normally tell by the reaction of his teammates and the opposing players as well.
It's awful, and Jurgen Klopp's seen cuddling one of the medical staff at Liverpool as well, so it's not looking great for a very, very talented young football player.
And this was the take of Leeds United's Patrick Bamford.
We haven't played up to our potential yet in the first four games, but it's a work in progress, and we'll keep working hard until we get onto that run of wins again. I mean, you can't kind of just say four games in either, because... that soon goes to 8, and then if you get to like 10 without a win, they start catching up with you. So I think that we've got to just look to the next game and see if we can get 3 points.
This is a worrying day for Leeds. They were outplayed big time.
I'm very respectful of Marcelo Bielsa, the fact that Pep Guardiola says he's the best coach in the world. I will take that on board, but it's often been said he doesn't have a plan B. And sometimes you need a plan B. Sometimes against this level of opponent, you need to shut up shop. But they've been too easy to play against. I know they're down to 10 men, but they were getting battered anyway by that stage. Mm. They got battered by Manchester United on the opening day of the season because they were too open. Bamford seems to have dried up a bit, and that was always a concern. Second season syndrome. I think you can maybe start to talk about Leeds as being in the relegation picture.
What a return to Manchester United it was for Cristiano Ronaldo at the weekend, bagging 2 goals in a 4-1 win over Newcastle United. I was there, by the way. Former United keeper Mark Bosnich thinks that the return of Ronnie to Old Trafford might be enough for Solskjaer's side to win the league title. Or everybody just calm down. You might be right, though. How you like me now? How you like me now?
How you like me now? He's only gone and done it again. Listen to the noise.
It's that man, Cristiano Ronaldo.
I think him coming has made them serious title contenders. So we're talking about little bits here. It's like that the last 500 metres in a race is generally the hardest. But the fact that I still think Manchester City are slight favourites. I thought before his arrival, I thought Chelsea then and Liverpool is a toss-up and then probably Manchester United or contenders. But I think his signing has propelled them to being serious contenders. And I think we'll see that as time goes on.
We can welcome to my former teammate, to be fair, Derby County, and now he's obviously Manchester United goalkeeper, Mr. Lee Grant. Talk to me, Grantley. What was it like yesterday?
Do you know what? It was normal in terms of the game match prep, but once we got to the stadium, you could tell there was a little bit of something different going on.
Running down that wing, United sing, Viva Ronaldo!
The king is home.
The people, the crowd, the fans waiting pre-match for the coach, cheering Cristiano off the bus. I would say the stadium was 60-70% full for the warm-up, which I've not seen before.
But there's the breakthrough, right on time, and Manchester United take the lead. And guess who?
Everyone will know, when anybody gets up, it's usually here's a spoon and get on a chair or a stool and stand in front of the group and sing. And I was one of the first ones, because I'm one of the older players, so straight away I'm rattling the glasses to try and see if we can get... Because we had Rafa, Jaden had to do his little piece, and obviously Cristiano. We were all sort of on tenterhooks, is he going to get up? Is he going to sing? But he got up, he was brilliant. Obviously, I'm not going to disclose the contents of what he said, but it was interesting that that was one of the points that he made about his nerves, and he reiterated it post-match. So, yeah, really interesting. But what I think that does show is, and something we are all aware of as players, is that he really wants to be back here. And he was, like, incredibly excited at the opportunity to come back and play for the club. So that's incredibly humbling, I think, for Manchester United fans, anyone connected with the club, because he's obviously that this global megastar that is absolutely ecstatic to be back.
Now, how about this, gang? After Emma Raducanu's incredible victory in the US Open, former British tennis player Barry Cowan thinks it's the greatest sporting achievement ever. Well, that's some statement. We'll also hear from Rupert Bell and journalist Alison Rudd, who could steer us in a similar direction. Sorry. First up, it's that amazing statement from Cowan.
The first British woman to win a Grand Slam since Virginia Wade 44 years ago. She's going to rocket up the ranking. Her life has changed forever.
The best story that I've ever seen in sport with just her journey. And you said, you know, when she left Britain to go to America, of course, the last match she played was that match at Wimbledon in the last 16 on court one when it all got a little bit too much for her. So even since then, how much she's improved, not just as a tennis player, but mentally. I mean, she's just been absolutely rock solid, and nothing was going to put her off in terms of her completing what is a remarkable achievement.
The biggest thing that, you know, you have visions of is winning the winning moment and going to celebrate with your team in the box and trying to find your way up to the box and just seeing them after the match. That's been playing in my head like a couple nights, like I've fallen asleep sleep to that.
She learns quicker than any sports person I've ever analysed. She absorbs the information and then makes changes. You can see her adjusting the angles she wants to go for and what she needs to do to beat the opponent she's facing. It is absolutely phenomenal.
I am just wide-eyed, you know, and I remember Virginia Wade very clearly because I was 18 at the time when she won it. So when you think about it, and I was, you know, just leaving school, I could barely hit a tennis ball. I didn't know what I was going to do. Yet here is an 18-year-old running away with the US Open. And I mean running away with it, because she did in the end. This is, without question, one of the greatest achievements ever in world sport.
On now to Chelsea. And Saul Niguez was, of course, subbed off at halftime by Thomas Tuchel, or pulled off, as Jason Cundy would say. But Perry Groves claims it was an example of great management. But first, before we hear from Jerry, let's have a listen to Tony Cascarino, a former Chelsea striker himself once, of course, on Romelu Lukaku.
Finds Lukaku inside the area. Left-footed drive! He does have a second one now! What a finish from Romelu Lukaku!
Chelsea have got a fabulous forward in Lukaku, and he's going to get close to doing what Didier Drogba did for Chelsea. Diego Costa is good enough to show that he can stand alongside them. I reckon there's going to be about five players who are going to get 20-plus Premier League goals. I would go Ronaldo, Salah, Lukaku, without doubt.
He's had a tough opening 25 minutes, Saul.
It's a little bit ponderous in possession. Again, he had too many touches, robbed, 25, 30 yards from his own goal.
Welcome to the Premier League, fella.
The difference between the good managers and the great managers is they make the decisions at half-time. They don't wait for 5-10 minutes in the second half. A player on his debut, a big decision to take him off because you're worried about, will his confidence drop? And I think Thomas Tuchel's one, he went, no, I'm really... We saw it with Hudson-Odoi, didn't we? Was it Southampton where he took him off? Because yeah. He said, you ain't tracking back, Sunshine, so you're coming off and sitting here. But he gives you that other chance and he'll talk to you why he's brought you off, not just ignore you completely. And
took full responsibility for it, by the way, last
Well, because he actually said he should have realised as well that he maybe wasn't ready. He should have eased him in a little bit. So he probably will sit him down and say, look, that's my fault. You're not up to speed with what we want you to do and, you know, the training and the intensity, but you'll be a big part for us.
On to Arsenal now, who recorded their first league win of the season, beating Norwich at the Emirates. You sure you got that right, goal city, September?
Yeah.
The first league win of... No, you got that wrong, mate. They must have won before September. No, they haven't. Their first win of the season. However, Tony Cascarino reckons next weekend's clash against Burnley will indicate if Arteta's Gunners have turned a corner. Burnley, by the way. That's Burnley.
Pepe on the overlap. Goes for goal. Hits the post. Comes out. Hits the other post. It's tucked in by Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Right on the line.
You know that Burnley, like Leeds, give you different problems. Burnley will give you... And Arsenal ain't particularly good at set pieces. And you're probably playing one of the best teams at set pieces because they're a big side and they get things into danger areas and you have to defend. And defend, you know, throwing your body in front of the ball and doing all the difficult and ugly side of the game. And Arsenal haven't been doing that very well for quite a long time. So it'll be a fair indicator next weekend of have they really turned that corner.
On now to boxing, and it's less than 2 weeks until Anthony Joshua's world heavyweight title defence against Alexander Usyk at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. TalkSport's Fight Night presenter, Adam Kathmandu Capchell, thinks AJ must go back to his old aggressive ways to be successful against the Ukrainian.
Since the Klitschko fight, and everybody looks at the Ruiz fight as the thing that has changed his mentality. I look to the Klitschko fight as the fight that has changed Anthony Joshua's mentality, where he's gone more jab heavy. And if you look from since Klitschko, the earliest he's got somebody out of there is the seventh round. He's never done it. He hasn't got anybody out since Klitschko in the first half of a fight. He feels his way into a fight and then starts to take over in the second half of a fight. And I think it was Povetkin he got out there in the seventh round.
Should have got him out in the fourth.
He should have, but he ended up waiting and he ended up getting it out in the seventh round. We've had decisions. We've obviously had a defeat with Ruiz and we've had later stoppages as well. I just think that we need to see the original Anthony Joshua in this particular fight. I think we need to be aggressive from the start because I think if you allow Usyk to get a rhythm in the fight, that's when the problems will come.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today. Tonight, actually, on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Sports Bar alongside... Who is it? Jason. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just me. Make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.